Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blutefield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our incredible coaches and my friend, Nissa. I just love her. I've known her since, God, when did we meet? When she was vegan, when she was bloody plant-based, back like, how long ago was it? 10 years? No.
Over 10 years.
Has it? Holy shit. Yeah, so we met in a business coaching group when Nissa was running Being a Vegan. And we stayed friends, even though she was a vegan. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I don't want any vegans to get on here and just like, you know, crush me like comments. We just joke. Remember there's a lady actually that you and I were just joking around a podcast and she was really offended by us. Anyway, I just feel like you just offend people so easily these days. Anyway, Nissa, yeah. And then she went through her own health journey and worked with my business partner and friend, Emma Skrakis, for a while. And you should listen to her podcast, everyone. Nissa's story, it's amazing. Like, she had horrendous periods and, you know, she's had body image issues. And yeah, she's just a really great example and coach in our program because she's really lived this and been through so much of what so many women experience. And, you know, she does a weekly call in our group coaching too. And like, you get heaps of women get on your call. Hey, heaps.
Yeah.
So she's just absolutely fucking brilliant. And I love her. And she has two kids of her own. And she lives on a farm. She just moved to this farm and she's got ducks and, you know, animals and stuff. And she's so happy. But anyway, today, welcome, Nissa. Did you like that introduction?
That was the best introduction.
She used to have fake boobs too. She had them taken out like me as well, didn't she? Yeah. Yep. She said, been there, done that. She's done everything, bodybuilding, like listen to her podcast. But how old are you now? You're 40, 40?
43.
Oh my God. You're like nearly the same age as me. I'll be 45 in January. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I think we're like, I'm a year behind you, but yeah. It seems like four because you're at the start of the year. I'm in the middle.
No, the end of the year. Yeah, I'm January. Yeah. It's crazy, eh, to think that we're like, I'll be on the closer to 50 soon.
I know, it kind of scares me. I'm like, 40's so old, but it's not really.
I don't feel old.
Yeah, I don't want to get old, but it's going to happen, eh?
It is. Like, it will just be so strong and nourished and, you know, kill it. At 80, deadlifting. Anyway, today I'm doing this new thing on the podcast where I'm going to interview once a month one of our incredible coaches about a client that's come into the program who's achieved life-changing results and, you know, what was the method and how did they actually get this client's the results, so you can get some insight into our program and how it works and, you know, hopefully at least even if you don't work with us, take away some tips that you can implement yourself. So Nissa has had heaps of incredible client results, but this one we're going to talk about first, Kelly Harris. She's 43. She lives in an RV. So she travels around Australia in an RV. So it's a real testament to what she's achieved because that would make it more challenging. When she came into the program, she'd been diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, had chronic constipation, fibroids. She was told she needed to get an iron infusion. And she basically just sort of hit breaking point and then gained 30 pounds. And then she found us and she started in the group coaching program, just decided that she needed more one-on-one support and accountability. So we put her with Nissa. And since working with Nissa, she's lost nearly 30 pounds, which is incredible. So she's in the US, is she?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, why is she doing pounds? It's obviously in the US. She doesn't have adrenal fatigue anymore. She takes a big poo every single day. Yay.
Yeah.
She didn't need to get the iron infusions, got rid of fibroids, like basically just improved all of her health issues and has lost weight. And the words that she used in her message is like, you saved my life, Nissa. So I think she's a great example. So maybe do you want to just start with, you know, a little bit more about what she was doing leading up to working with you and how she sort of got into this state?
Well, so from what like she shared with me is like she actually like always lived at about 155 pounds and she was happy. She had amazing energy. She'd go mountain bike riding, hiking. So she's a real outdoorsy kind of girl. And around 2020 hit and she became adrenally fatigued, like had no energy. And then she was diagnosed with fibroids and she would wake up not rested. She was told to get iron infusions. Like, she just gained all this weight. And for her, I can only imagine how depressing it was for her and how upsetting. So I think she went down the path of like looking at, okay, what needs to be done? She had a myomectomy. That's where they scraped the fibroids out. So they were taken out. She still had like painful periods. She still had crappy energy. And I think
they put in there quickly about the thing about getting that operation, it doesn't actually address the root cause. It just removes the fibroids. So it takes the symptoms away for a while. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So from what I gather and from what Kelly shared with me, nothing was fixed. Like when she came to us and started working with me, everything was still going on for her. Everything. So that was leading up to finding you. And I think when she found you and joined your group coaching, like when I first looked at her food diary, it was amazing. Like I had really studied the material and understood like balancing her meals, getting enough protein. So she was already like a few steps ahead. So when she came on with me, it was more like she just realized, I think she shared with me, she saw a photo and it was the one that I actually sent to you of her beautiful big smile. She's absolutely stunning. But she said it was that photo that made her realize I need some help. Like I want to achieve these goals. So she'd been on a few of my group coaching calls and obviously liked my vibe. Like I'm pretty likable.
She's got good energy, Nissa.
Yes, I do love holding those calls, but I think I've got pretty cool energy.
You good,
Ramsey? Well, thank you. So yeah, that's what she was. Come on board. She's like, right, this is enough. And that was December last year.
Yeah.
I think she had a call with you. I do believe her.
I got her with you. I was like, I always paired. All of our coaches are brilliant. We've got Nissa, we've got Kathleen, and we've got Charlotte in the UK, and they're all brilliant. And I just sort of think about who would they work well with, like gel well with. So, all right, let's talk about like, what was the process when she started with you? Like, what did you do with her?
So with anybody, but particularly her, the first thing I do, I want to get to know the woman I'm working with. Like I spend time getting to know her. Like, what makes you tick? Like, what have you done? Like, I really pay attention to what like pisses someone off or gets them down or how obsessive they might get about things. Because particularly when it comes to things like constipation and hormonal imbalances, sleep disruption, I really want to know, okay, what's going on with this person that's led them to here? So we spend time like just talking and getting to know each other and at the same time utilizing the New Strength app. So Kitty and Craig's amazing app, guys. We utilize the app that tracks all of her data, so her metrics, seeing what her body was doing, how her body was responding. So utilizing the weekly check-ins along with getting to know each other, we were able to come to the conclusion that her body was just so undernourished. Her thyroid was underactive. Her elimination pathways were compromised and she was stressing herself out quite significantly by wanting to achieve these goals, like wanting them so bad. So the process was we just dissected it all and went, right, what we need to do first is let's work on your elimination pathways. Let's get enough food in. Let's get easy to digest foods. Let's focus on some self-care. So I remember actually saying to her, look, right, girlfriend, you park up in a beautiful campsite in your RV, can you sit on a chair and put your feet up and stare at the sky? Like these are some of the things that we spoke about.
That's so good. That's so good. I love that too. And, you know, it's so interesting because you and I talk about, I mean, I was just talking about this to you before, like a couple of nights ago, I had a really shit sleep because I was stressing about some business stuff and then, you know, didn't do a poo the next day. And then, you know, it all resolved itself. Had a great sleep last night, got up this morning, did the hugest poo. You know, and I'm like, just the body releasing because all the stress is gone. You know, I still like the same food, still everything the same. So I love that. Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, because maybe go back step before this as well, you know, the importance of like eating adequate calories and the macronutrient breakdown and then, you know, what you're actually consuming as part of that. So like, you know, what's the process you go through to ensure that, you know, how do you set the calories and macros? How do you help them build the meal plan and choose the foods, you know, support their bodies? I think that's really important, obviously, as well, like you mentioned.
Yeah, it is really important. For her, she was already all over the food. So we, not only did I like look at all of her data and figure out her body composition where it was currently and looked at where her maintenance was, I also had a few weeks of data of her tracking and doing check-ins. So I could see that she was already eating in what looked like a deficit. Her body was somewhat responding. So I was able to go through her food diary and see that her meals were balanced. She was getting in breakfast. She was eating that straight away. We did have to shift a few things because of her setup living in an RV. She would wake up, hubby would still be asleep. She didn't want to make too much noise. So we had to kind of like go, okay, well, what is something that you can have pre-made? So she's using one of your amazing recipes. I think it's the overnight oat slice, which was how it was one.
Yeah.
So just like tweaking that a little bit. I don't think she was quite having enough like first thing in the day. Like she was.
Why is that important, Lisa? Because a lot of women will fast and not eat breakfast, not eat anything, and then go to lunchtime. So why do you get your clients to eat more in the start of the day and eat breakfast?
Well, I used to be a fasting guru, I must tell you.
Well, I mean, Egan.
Yeah, I was being fast.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, I'm no longer those things. So I'm all for women eating breakfast, particularly because it reduces so much stress on their bodies. So if straight away when I looked at Kelly's food diary, I could see she wasn't consuming much and I automatically could see that her body was stressed. So getting inadequate food will reduce stress hormones quite significantly, especially after fasting all night and our sleep. Okay, the body runs out of that energy, the glycogen stores in the liver and in the muscles. So for it to continue to make energy, it's switched on by stress hormones, cortisol. So I knew instantly that's one thing I want to reduce in her. So we want to get in a decent breakfast with enough protein, enough carbs, and obviously fat's going to come to the picture with the foods that she's choosing. So she would get in a nice balanced meal to reduce those stress hormones. And it's going to have her starting her day in a nice fresh state. So she's starting off with a nice regulated blood sugar levels.
Yeah, perfect. I know. It's such a game changer. Like, I feel the same. I just used to fast all morning and then I'd end up binge eating in the afternoon because I was so tired. And yeah, now I wake up, like especially now I'm doing this deficit, you know, I wake up, I'm hungry. I'm like, get me that breakfast, you know, like, and just training too, like well fueled. I feel you train better, you know, you've got more energy. Yeah. Game changer.
Okay. Sorry. You go.
You go.
Well, she also had sleep issues, and anyone who has sleep issues, the first thing I look at is how they start their day. People are often like look at me and go, what do you mean? Like, we're talking about sleep and you want me to eat breakfast? I'm like, well, let me tell you. But just starting the day off by reducing those stress hormones and then balancing your blood sugars throughout the day, it's a game changer for so many reasons. And that's not to say like someone might accidentally skip breakfast because I've obviously lost.
Yeah, it's not like you do it. It once in a while, it's not going to fucking kill you. We're not saying that. But if you're doing, what we find is women are doing this consistently day in, day out for months and months and years on end. Yeah.
Just not eating enough, not eating regularly enough, but particularly that breakfast. It is a game changer.
Yeah. So good. And what about, talk about some of the foods that you encourage her to include in her diet and why?
Mm-hmm. So, well, obviously a lot of easy to digest foods. So for her, particularly with the digestive issues that she had going on, the bloating, the constipation, we really looked at things like your fruits. She loved a lot of dry fruits. So we would go for dry fruits and fruits, dairy, you know, your things like your well-cooked root vegetables. Sorry, I was thinking something completely different there. So yeah, root vegetables, rices. So we would veer away from anything that was like a packaged food, your nuts and seeds. I wanted to eliminate those things that would potentially cause like gut issues, cause that bloating. So it was really focusing on the easy to digest foods, getting in quality protein. So your dairy again coming into the picture. I think she was really big on getting raw dairy, which you can get over there in the States quite well, here in Australia, not so much. So getting in quality dairy into her and then enough protein. So if I remember right, she's allergic or can't get in red meat or is allergic to beef or something like that. There is something along those lines. So we had to be quite strategic in getting in things like your chicken, any kind of minced meat that she could get, like any like of your seafood sources, just to get in that protein, because obviously that's really important as well.
And then, yeah, like one thing, you know, it's these nutrient-dense proteins. I mean, they're all nutrient-dense, but a wider variety, like so important for the calcium, the dairy, you know, the eggs, all the fat-soluble vitamins. You know, I think sometimes women, and I used to do this with the dieting, is I'd just eat like white fish, being a fucking kangaroo. You know, I wouldn't eat any collagen. I wouldn't eat any dairy. And you're missing out, and the fruits as well. Like, you're missing out on vitamin C and potassium, magnesium, all these beautiful nutrients, as well as a really easy to digest carbohydrate source. And, you know, often too, and maybe you can talk a little bit around this, like, constipation really is a metabolic issue. You know, when you're under eating and stressed, it slows down, slows everything down. So the peristalsis, the movement in the intestine. So maybe talk a little bit more about that, because chronic constipation is the fucking worst.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here, or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
Like, that is just terrible. Yeah. You know, it would get down quite significantly. Like, she would just be like, Nissa, why can't I just go to the toilet? Or we've had a good run of 4 days and now I can't go. And so it was quite frustrating for her. But we initially started with obviously easy to digest foods, reducing stress hormones. And we got a little bit of improvement. I remember her sharing with me that bloating wasn't so much of an issue. But it was quite a few months until we really got rid of that constipation. Like, so she was trying your cascara. She was... Yeah, we removed starches and nothing really made too much of a difference for her. And it was at that point that I was like, right, like, let's look at your thyroid. We started to get really serious about temps and pulses, and we could really see how underactive that was. And if I remember, I could be wrong, but I think we did the bicarb test as well, which is
where
I thought I did it with her, and that was quite, it signified low gastric juices. So there was just all these like points coming back showing us that the thyroid was underactive. So not only were we trying to optimize things through diet and lifestyle, but then even started to look at a bit of thyroid support, and then that was the game changer for her.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, I think it's really important, like, people listen to this. Like, if you don't do all the foundational work and just take thyroid hormone, it's not going to fucking work. Like,
no, I'm big on that. I don't think there's one-on-one clients where I'll get them straight onto any kind of thyroid supplement. Like, it's usually a couple, even
progesterone too, don't you reckon? Like, it's like, do the foundational work, then add. If you got all the base stuff done, you can get really great improvements. Yeah.
Yeah. We did that with her as well. So a couple of months in, got Progest D, got some thyroid support. And they were game changers for her, but she did all the basics of it.
Yeah.
All of her. Yeah. And we saw some great improvement, but then bringing that into the picture, it really helped.
Yeah, that's so brilliant. Now, I just want everyone who's listening to this not to be like, oh, I'm just going to go out and take thyroid and progesterone. I'm like, no. Like, it's just, and can you talk a little bit more about the tracking of the food? And like, you know, I think when, no matter, obviously if you've got low thyroid function and your temps and pulse are low, that's going to lower your maintenance calories, which means you can still lose weight, but you've got to eat less. So, and also, you know, muscle mass affects this. So like, you know, one thing I see with a lot of women is they really push back on the tracking. They're like, I don't want to track my food. You know, it's too frustrating and annoying. And like, why it's so important. Like, it's just not only for weight loss, but even just for your health and making sure like you're getting that balance right of the carbohydrates and the fats and you're fueling your body and eating breakfast. Like, it just, yeah. Can you talk a bit more about that and how you help them if you've got women that have sort of got this thing? I think the other thing too, just one more thing I want to add is that if you, it's the way that you're doing it to the strategy, I feel. Like, I didn't used to like doing it. So I was in there every day, not doing meal planning, prepping, and it was stressful. But then once I, you know, changed the strategy that we use, it just becomes so much easier.
And it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. With, the first thing I say is it's data. Like, it's data. And like, the more data you can get, the more you've got to work with. And so like, if a woman's not tracking, she's going off what she feels. Oh, I feel I'm eating healthy. I think I'm like spot on. Well, what you think and what you feel is not actual data. It's more of like a subjective measure. And if you want to work with something like being in a deficit, creating that change, that body composition change, then the more data you have, the more accurate you can be. So like Kelly was really good. So I feel like for her, like she was spot on. Like I didn't need to push her to track, but what it did show me was there was times where she was quite severely under eating her carbs. And so we've spent a lot of time like, how can I get more carbs in this? And I'm like, well, do you like honey? Let's just have some fun. Like, do you want sugar? Put sugar in your coffee. Oh, wow, this is great. Dried fruit. She really likes dried fruit. And there's quite a significant amount of carbs in a small amount of dried fruit. So that, her being able to track, and then me on the coach's end looking at it from my perspective, I was able to like find some little nuanced cracks. And you know, even something reading her carbs could have been something she's done for quite a significant amount of time that's led her to where she is. So tracking was able to give me and her that data. So that's the first thing I say to people. I'm like, tracking, it's just data.
Yeah. And I just feel it's also your strategy. Like, so many women come in and they're doing it day to day, thinking about what they're going to eat day to day, putting in the tracker. Then like, fuck, I'm going to hit my macros. I have to think about it all the time. Like, that strategy will just drive you nuts. Like, just have to meal plan and prep every week. Like, it's a game changer. It is an absolute game changer. During the week, you know, I think about how busy I am. If I had to think every day about what I was cooking and eating and didn't have things like even partly pre-prepped, you know, like, you know, we'll prep the chicken thighs or do some meatballs, make tzatziki, put a big thing of rice in the fridge, you know, got fruits, you got cheese, you got milk. It's so easy to have the meals, you know, like, I mean, you're a mum. How much easier does it make when you meal prep?
Oh, so much easier. If my four-year-old's having a meltdown, at least we've still got food ready to go and we put dinner together. But if I don't, then we're stuffed. Oh. Like, like you said, the way that you approach it, it can be a game changer. And there's many different ways. Like I say to my clients, they're like, well, I don't have hours on a Sunday to prep all my meals up. I'm like, well, what do you have?
Yeah.
It's like, I'll prep 3 to 4 times a week. Like this morning, I just did my granola up to last me for the next 2 weeks.
I love that granola of yours. Fuck, it's so good.
I was actually thinking of you when I was messing it. I was like, get on this. It was so good.
Yeah, I think it's like because some of our clients too, they'll like put it into their meal plan the night before, but they do have some things prepped. Like, honestly, to batch prep a thing of chicken thighs, it takes like fuck all time. You don't need to spend hours. If you just bulk prepped two types of protein, and all you need to do is go, all right, let's say you got chicken thighs. I'll pull out a couple of chicken thighs. I'll cook some air fried potatoes. I'll mash some potato. You know, I'll add a bit of salad. I'll add some fruit or juice. You got a meal. You got some yogurt. You got some banana. You got some honey. You got a meal. You got meatballs. All right, grab some tomato passata. Put some fucking garlic and onion in there. You got meatballs and spaghetti. You know, like there's so many different things that you can make if you pre-prep and it doesn't take any time. So you're right. I think it's like, what can I do and how can it keep it simple?
Yeah, I think you
do have to make some effort though, hey, with the fruit. Like, you got to do some. Like, you just can't get around it.
No. That's the hard thing, though. It's like change is not easy. And a lot of people will hold up. So I can't do it. I can't do it. And one thing Greta's taught me is when I say I can't do something, that's just me like sitting behind my excuses. It's like, well, you see, you can do it. It's just going to be uncomfortable for a little while.
100%. 100%. And I think the other thing, too, it's like if you don't change, nothing changes. And there are ways that you can keep it more simple. You know, you don't have to have these complex meal plans and create. I mean, you can do recipes and fancy if you want to, if you have time. Like if you love to cook and you've got time, and it doesn't mean that it can't be flavorsome. You know, you can have these delicious. Talk about some of the meals that you do for you and your family that are simple.
We're a super basic bitch. We're too busy for that shit. Like if I go to try and cook up some flash bloody curry, whatever, a fucking shitty bum. Ah, you'll need me. So we've got a lovely little barbecue. A couple of times a week, I'll cook up a whole heap of thigh, a whole heap of breast. Boys got some beef mince happening. And Kristen will buy on a four. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Oh, I love makes so much good shit out of beef mince, I reckon. And it's cheap.
Yeah, it is. It's real cheap. And just versatile. Really versatile.
Yeah.
And we'll always have a shitload of, like, beef in the deep freeze. We buy a quarter of a beast. Yep. So, like, I've got a beef chuck roast, I think, just on the bench ready to put in the slow cooker. So it's just getting a habit of always going, cool, what's our next protein?
Yeah. And that's and then you just have it in the fridge and then you can like do some beautiful roast potatoes, can't you? Or add some salad or
pumpkin or sweet potato fries. They're my go-to right now.
Yum. So I like that. Yeah, it's the protein. You got to prep a protein. I love just getting lamb shanks, same. I just chuck them in with some water, carrots, celery. Salt, simmer for 4 hours. I pull all the meat off the bones and just whack it into a big container in the fridge. And then I'll just keep the broth and have that freeze it to use for things. And I just pull out the lamb. I'll make some tzatziki. I'll do a wrap. You can put it in a sandwich with a slice of cheese.
Yeah, it's so easy. That sounds yum. Like pulled lamb shank on a sandwich with a slice of cheese. Like far out.
Yum.
I think you and I always talk about food and we're always like, yum. It's on.
I always like how you've gotten into the jelly a bit. I love jelly. I've been noticing you get into the jelly.
Yeah. Real. I was only just thinking about this week when I was putting together my meals. I'm like, oh, is it getting too cold for jelly? I thought, nah. Like, it's definitely my go-to. And when we moved, I got quite a little bit stressed and I could feel it in my body. And there's having jelly every night. Like, and I'm having a huge big bowl, like 200 grams. I think it's made a really big difference, like just bringing in the anti-inflammatory components. It's really helped, like, with just having it the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got the nice sweet sugars in there from the orange juice or whatever juice you're using, your protein, your salt. Come on.
Family needs it all.
Yeah, you're like, listen, fuckers, stop reading your wife. Okay, back to Kelly. So
yes.
So with all those changes and watch just gradually has dropped weight every week?
Every single bloody week. Like when she gets to the end of her first 4 months and we assessed, it was like she was the body composition change, it was like a silent achiever. Because we spent so much time like focusing on the constipation and the period pain and the fatigue and the sleep. But she was so consistent with everything I said. If these were her macros, if I asked her to train three times, she trained three times. She used to struggle like getting in her steps. So I was like, well, what do you like doing? And this one, I actually like mountain bike riding. Can you go for a mountain bike ride?
Like perfect.
So she's like, she would send me pictures of her and hubby like hiking or mountain bike riding. And she's now getting into pickleball. I wonder where she got that idea.
I was like, people are there. So I'm so obsessed with it. I like to play all the time. I just want to be a gun. I like watch videos on Instagram. I follow all the pickle pages. I'm like, oh, Craig, we need someone to train us, you know?
Oh, I freaking love it. Well, that's a weird move. So you just spent time, like, again, me as her coach, getting to know her and helping her figure out a plan. Like, I could say to her, nah, here's your step goal. Just let's figure out a way. Can you hop and get a treadmill? I don't know how, an RV. But no, that's not going to be sustainable. Like, you and I spoke about that before I hopped on this call, was how can we make things joyful and sustainable for our clients? And that's exactly what I've done with Kel. And the fat loss, I feel like from my end, it's been effortless for her. She might say it was a little bit hard, but from my end, it's been effortless. And all of a sudden, it's like, holy shit, she looks like nearly 10 pounds.
She looks crazy. Like, I'm like, oh, the photos of her. And so, what's the plan with her now? What's the plan of attack now that you've nearly lost 30 pounds? What are you doing now?
Well, we're really focusing on getting stronger. Once she's getting strong, and look, she's got some like pretty, like, precise goals. She wants to bring the pounds, body fat percentage of the measurements down a little bit more. She's got amazing legs, by the way, like the most amazing legs. So she wants to create a bit more composition change, but we have actually, since we've gotten on top of constipation, she's sent me messages of like, my period's come. I didn't even know it was coming. This is amazing, Nissa. My sleep's good. Since being able to tick off all those things, I've actually been bumping up her food. So I've bumped up her carbs quite a few times. So she's eating more protein, more carbs, and I think fats have stayed the same. So that's just improving all of that. But I'm like, now, girlfriend, now let's get more serious on your training. Like, I want you to look here. I want your Bulgarian. What's here? I want you benching this. So she's been getting really serious with that. And that's our focus. Is she wants to be stronger.
Be strong ass bitch. I love it. Get jacked.
Yeah. So I feel like the whole health side, she's like ticked off so much. Like ticked off all the things. And now she just gets to be consistent with that and it just gets better and better and better. So now the focus really is that body composition change. She's in a really great place.
And love it. And talk about, just quickly before we finish, how has this affected the other areas of her life?
Well, as you said right at the start, like, she's, in her words, you've saved my life, Nissa. Like, that just like made me so teary. Like, just thinking about that, it's like, well, no, girlfriend, you saved your life. I was just part of the journey. I held your hand. I shone the torch, you know, like, but she shares things of like interactions with friends and family, like both, you know, positive and negative, but she's looking at things from a different perspective. Everything is empowering for her. She's now going, wow, well, they're doing that, but I really want to do this. And she's off doing this mountain bike riding and she's, you know, enjoying amazing food that is wonderful and is not like upsetting her gut or anything like that. So I feel that like her quality of life has exponentially exploded. It's just beautiful.
I love it. I love it. Oh, this has been so brilliant. So if you're listening to this, ladies, and you've been thinking about working with Nissa and you'd like to work with Nissa, she actually is pretty full. I just said to before, I'm like, oh, I've got so many bloody calls booked in over the next few days. I'm like, how much capacity have you got, like, to fit? And she's like, I've got a little bit more. And then we'll have to put people on a wait list. But if you have, you know, listened to this podcast, you feel inspired, you'd like to work with this incredible woman, there's a link below. You can book in a free discovery call. You can chat with myself or one of the other team members. And, you know, we can talk to you about the program, about working with Nissa. So thank you so much, Nissa. That was brilliant. And I can't wait to get you on next month to talk about another client.
Yeah, I've got heaps. I've got heaps.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.